offering our most humble pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet. Dear listeners, we welcome you to this week's episode of Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. You're listening to us live from Prashanthi Nilayam, and as always, this is Prem from Team Radio Sai, and with me is Brother Sai Prakash. We're here to continue the episodes of Shravanam Mananam, the Season 2. As we said, this is the 1991 Summer Course Series. The last time around, we did the 1990 Summer Course Series. And as a response to the number of people who wrote to us saying that we would love to have this program continue, we're so grateful to all of them who've given us this encouragement. We're back here, and we're still going to the first discourse in that series. The name of the discourse is End of Education is Character. And those of you who would like to have a script of that discourse, as we mentioned before, you can go to ssbpt.info, and there is a section where all the summer course discourses are available. You can go up to the 1991 series. We are in the discourse number 1. So before we quickly summarize the points which Swami made in this discourse and go on to play the remaining two clips to complete this discourse, I invite Brother Sai Prakash. Sairam.
Sairam Prem. Sairam Prem. Yes, this is the first discourse in the series of discourses that Swami gave in 1991, and he has addressed it mainly to students, as all the discourses are. But the first one is on character and education, and it is almost as if it is a prerequisite for what Swami is going to bring out in the rest of the discourses. And as we mentioned earlier, this topic that Swami is going to deal with is the Upanishads. And this is like a preparatory, this is like an appetizer before the main course. And he says that character is essential. If you want to take up any spiritual path, character is absolutely essential.
In the beautiful way by which Swami is going about this, you know, when probably if we are just reading a discourse, probably if we are just listening to the discourse, we might not go through it so systematically, but doing a program like this and having the necessity of doing a summary, when you look at Swami's discourse, the way he has progressed in that is so beautiful, almost like a theoretical research paper.
Yes.
Because in the first part of that discourse, the statement that Swami makes is about, you know, education and science has progressed, but at the same time, narrow-mindedness and insecurity has increased.
Correct.
And in a way, Swami is saying that that is the problem. Okay, mm-hmm. That is the situation as it is. It's almost like the description of the issues as they stand.
Right.
And then Swami goes on to say, what is the reason for that?
Mm-hmm.
And in a sentence, if I'd like to summarize what Swami says, it is when you follow the process, forgetting the purpose.
Okay.
And that's where all the issues starts from. And then that beautiful quote which Swami gives, you've heard many times from Swami, education without character, science without human values, and politics without ethics. In a way, if you see these couplets, these pairs, are actually like education is a process, character is the purpose. You know, science is the process, science is the tool which you use. And the welfare of humanity and, as we discussed last time, to create a fertile field where people are self-sufficient so they can progress towards higher values in life.
Correct.
But that is not happening. That happens again when science and human values is divorced. And then Swami says politics without ethics. The whole idea of politics, the whole idea of a democracy, the whole idea of a government is so that there is equal opportunity for everybody, you know, so that everybody who has a voice and who does not have a voice has the right opportunity. So when you remove ethics from politics, and it's just a disaster. So this is, you know, in the first part, what is the problem? In the second part, what is the cause? And the third part, Swami says, how can you handle this?
Correct.
And Swami goes on to say, it is like through the right kind of education.
Yes.
And under this, when I was just putting it down till what we've come so far,
mm-hmm.
there are about 8 points.
Okay.
Swami says, if you make these changes in the current form of education,
mm-hmm.
you can deal with this problem.
Wow.
Okay. And it goes like this. It's Swami says that, you know, when you teach your children, emphasize the importance of values more than cleverness.
Correct.
That is one thing which Swami points out. The other is, can you teach them to develop unity of thought, word, and deed?
Okay.
Can your education inculcate that? Then, the ability to put education and job apart.
Yes.
As we said, that is one thing. And the other thing is, can you teach them the importance of sailing on desires? the importance of living within limits. And then Swami says to inculcate patriotism.
Yes.
That is a very, very easy way of bringing these values into education. And from patriotism, the desire to serve others.
Correct.
Where from selfishness, you know, Swami says from I to we. And then Swami says that you should, a touchstone for seeing whether education is doing what it's supposed to do, keep asking yourself, is education leading to broad-mindedness and selflessness?
Right, very true.
And the final point, Swami says, that education must lead to self-enquiry.
Yes.
You know, if you're able to teach your students to stop and ask them these deeper questions of existential questions, then education is begin to do, you know, what it's supposed to do.
Very true. In fact, there are some very interesting videos on YouTube where we have, you know, philosophers and doctors who have taken on to metaphysics and to deeper understanding of the human psyche, you know, giving talks in Stanford, Harvard and many reputed institutions. Because by and large, I think people are slowly getting to realize and understand and accept that there is a dimension which we are not able to comprehend as yet.
Right. And I was just listening to a talk sometime, I think yesterday or something, where there's a reference made to a quote by Vivekananda. He said, the difference between a normal person and a Mahatma or Mahapurusha or somebody who has reached a state of excellence is only concentration.
Okay.
He says concentration is the only thing. So one of these monks from the Ramakrishna order was giving a lecture in the IIT campus and he was speaking about this inherent strength in everybody.
Okay.
Concentration and how you can improve it. And a way of progressing from the state where you are to a higher state is by improving your concentration. So one of the IIT professors, you know, he came up to him and he said, it's a very nice talk and you are true that everybody here, what makes them stand apart is concentration. But he said, I'm disillusioned with my work.
Okay.
And he says, why are you? Because you're getting the best of the best students. So he says, see, I mean, here is a system which kind of encourages concentration, which kind of sieves the best in terms of concentration from the rest. But I'm seeing increasingly these students going out, we are only creating people who are better equipped to serve themselves.
Oh.
And he said, so many of them I see, they go out, they don't even turn back to take care of their parents.
Selfishness at the heart of it.
Right. So he says, I mean, I'm so disillusioned with the system because we are only creating, I mean, if concentration is everything, then there's something lacking. We are not giving them that, you know, selflessness which is needed.
Yeah, that's one of the points. You know, cleverness is not as important as values. Because if you are really clever and you're able to come up in life, there's nothing wrong with it. But as long as it's not coupled with values, then it's going to have its own effects.
Right.
I think that's a very beautiful summary of what Swami has spoken thus far. And, you know, one or two points that Swami made towards the end of the clip last time, there was a mention of Brahmacharya and how, you know, he correlated that with self-satisfaction, then self-sacrifice and then self-realization.
Right.
How he correlated Brahmacharya, Vanaprastha and Sannyasa to that. Then further Swami goes on to say that there is nothing wrong with science. But what is wrong is the way it is being misused.
Right.
And he says there is science everywhere. But he says without the support of spirituality, science is blind and crippled. So, but then again, there is this beautiful statement which Swami makes. He says, science is incomplete because it does not encompass the mind and the Atma. So, that was a very potent statement. And the more you think of it, you know, you can tend to think of the mind as two parts, possibly the lower mind and the higher mind. And what science is catering to today, if I may say so, is more to the lower mind, which has the senses and which has, you know, medha shakti, possibly memory, sharp memory, and yes, concentration as well. And then, you know, analysis and then logical thinking, all that could possibly brought in the lower mind. And science is catering beautifully to that. But possibly the higher mind is an inspired mind. And it goes beyond logic. Most of, for example, music, for example, art. And, you know, there are beautiful documentaries which speak of modern art.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always fascinated me when I look at these documentaries. It's not easy. The way the artists look at it,
mm-hmm.
the way what inspires the artist to do a piece of modern art is, you know, it's very inspiring. Because, yes, it has reached a level of abstract depiction, which is not able to completely communicate what is in the heart of the artist. But these are levels beyond the, you know, lower mind, as I would say. And they take you closer towards what metaphysics and what the soul experiences, possibly.
I think it's very clear from what Swami is saying here, you know, the basic requirement to go into that higher level of intelligence or higher level of using of the mind is, you know, that was what education was meant to do. Because whenever I think of it, I'm reminded of that, you know, the way Swami would so emphatically say that from the discourse table. Saying that, you know, your stomach is so small.
Okay.
You know, repeatedly Swami would say, "Inta undi," you know, your stomach is so small. How much do you need to fill it?
Mm.
You know, I think Swami was giving us a sense of very strong empowerment through that. You saying that, you know, what you need to sustain this body, this life is very little. Why do you want to use all your intelligence, cleverness and your discrimination only for that purpose?
Yeah.
No, the moment you're empowered with that feeling that I can anyway, you know, manage. So you're freed from, you know, these petty desires and these petty, you know, existential things required to keep yourself alive.
In fact, there's a beautiful incident in my own life that comes to my mind. And, you know, looking at it in this angle of cleverness versus, you know, values or truth, whatever. It's kind of interesting because I had completed my master's and was waiting for Swami to give me an opportunity to work. So there were a few months had passed, and then one of those days when Swami had called us, a few of us, and Swami looked at me and he said, you know, you wanted to do some higher studies, you wanted to go for medicine, what happened to all that? I told Swami, for a second I just paused and I said, see, what is my aim? What do I want to do? I at that point, even now, I'm really strong about staying and serving Swami. That is what is in my heart and in mind. So I told Swami, I gave a clever answer. I thought I was very clever. I said, Swami, I am ready to study anything in order to stay with you. Swami said, what about your studies? What about what you want, your higher studies, education? What are you going to do? I said, Swami, I'm ready to study anything in order to stay with you. And I thought, wow, what an answer I have given. Then with a smile, Swami looked and said, without any delay, Swami to undetanki chadu avasrama, he asked. Means, do you need studies to stay with Swami? You know, that statement, it just comes back. It comes back all the time. He's telling, like, your secular studies mean nothing. That applies to Swami within. You don't need to go to him through your education. You may be a PhD, you may be anybody. But that is not required to go closer to God. What is required is what you have learnt.
Absolutely. If anything, it only seems to be taking you away from that.
Very
going
true.
By the examples. But I think that is a beautiful opportunity we all had, because you know, now when probably talking to people of our same age, when you tell them that, you know, I've completed an MSc in maths, MSc in physics or chemistry, you know, in the outside world, people don't do a master's if you're not serious about the subject.
Is it?
Right. You do a BSc and probably you go on to an MBA or you know, go on to an engineering degree or MS or something like that. I mean, if you don't do a master's and you don't, I mean, we have one of our brother here who has done MPhil and he's come and working in the radio side, you know, Chandu Vijay.
Yes.
I mean, for us, it was nothing, you know, odd about it, because we were only thinking 3 more years with Swami, 2 more years with Swami,
right.
1 more year with Swami, you know, diploma in Indian culture, 1 more year as a student. It became like that. So, I mean, as you said, though we were pursuing education, that education actually, the greatest value that education had was, it was giving us a few years in proximity to Swami. And as you said, when, you know, we have seen that with many students, when Swami gives that opportunity, either you be with me or you study.
Mm.
I mean, that choice becomes so easy. We said, Swami, we're studying only to be with you. If you say, no need to study, then we'll be all the more happy.
So, you know, by putting himself in a position, in a place where you can get proximity to him, you know, he shows how much, yeah, but at the same time, if you're not a student, you won't get this opportunity.
Right.
Yes, it is important, but to what extent it's important? There is balance in everything. I think that's what Swami really showed us in our years as students, that, yes, you score well in your education, you are rewarded. Swami blesses you, is very happy with you. He wants everybody to score well. But that's not the end of everything. It doesn't mean that a person who's not doing well in his academics is no good at all.
Absolutely. How many times you've heard Swami coming and saying, how much have you got in my subject?
Some exactly. Say,
no, and I'm not bothered about your O grade in your academics.
As Professor Venkatraman was saying, one of those years, I think Professor Sharaf was the Vice Chancellor, or mm-hmm. Professor Sampath, I'm not sure who.
Okay.
And there was a NAC committee, or there were people from the center education board who had come, and they were absolutely impressed with our university and the curriculum and the way students were behaving, and they're so inspired. So he came very happy to Swami, and he said, Swami, they are saying that ours is an ideal university, and then Swami looked at him and said, did I say that? Yes, they may say that, but I have to say that. You need to work for that.
Absolutely. So shall we move to the next clip
yes.
in this discourse, hoping that we will complete this discourse today. So this will be the sixth clip in that discourse.
Okay.
Mana conscience in trupti kanaka manu povali. You should go on the base of your
own. Kani ee naati vidyavantulandaru kodanu conscience trupti ganni chestunnaru.
But today, educated man is satisfying only conscious, only conscious,
not conscious, conscience.
But what is required is
consciousness.
This conscience has to come from consciousness.
This consciousness sarvatra nilchi untundali.
This consciousness is all
pervasive.
That is real consciousness, real power.
Danini evvaru kodanu marchalenu.
No one can change that. No scientist can understand that in
full.
A scientist who cannot understand himself, how can he understand? They are trying to exercise control over all
the senses.
But he is not making any efforts to control his own senses.
స్టూడెంట్ గా ఉండేటువంటి ప్రహ్లాద్ చెప్పాడు తన యొక్క తండ్రి అయినటువంటి హిరణ్యకశిపునకు.
ప్రహ్లాద ఇన్ హిస్ స్టూడెంట్ లైఫ్ ఇట్సెల్ఫ్ టోల్డ్ హిస్ ఫాదర్ ద సేమ్ థింగ్.
లోకములన్నీయు గడియలోన జయించిన వాడవు తండ్రి, లోకములన్నీయు గడియలోన జయించిన వాడవు ఇంద్రియ లోకము గెలువ నేరవు. ఏమి ప్రయోజనం? లోకాలంతా జయిస్తూ వచ్చావు, పంచభూతములను హస్తగతం గావించుకుంటూ వచ్చావు, కానీ నీ చిత్తాన్ని నీ ఇంద్రియాలను నీ వశం చేసుకోలేకపోతున్నావు. ఏమిటి నీ యొక్క శక్తి?
యు హావ్ కాంకర్డ్ ఆల్ ద వరల్డ్స్ అండ్ యు హావ్ కాంకర్డ్ ఈవెన్ ది ఎలిమెంట్స్ బట్ యు హావ్ నాట్ బీన్ ఏబుల్ టు కాంకర్ యువర్ ఓన్ మైండ్ అండ్ హార్ట్ అండ్ సెన్సెస్. What is the use of all your success?
కనుక ఈనాటి విద్యార్థులు ఎందు మొట్టమొదటి ఇంద్రియ నిగ్రహం అత్యవసరం.
Our students today to develop control of senses.
ఈనాటి విద్యార్థులందరూ కూడా ఇంద్రియములకు దాసులు కావటం చేతనే జగత్తులో కేవలం వైలెన్స్ అల్లర్లు అధికంగా పోతున్నాయి.
Violence is growing in today's world because students have become slaves of their own senses.
కనుక మనము మాస్టర్ కావాలి కానీ not slaves.
We should become masters, not slaves.
Manam master kavali.
We should become masters.
Master eppudu avtadu? Mana indriyalaku manam nigrahinchukunnappude manam master avtam.
Only when you control your senses you become master for them.
Indriyalaku vasamainatundi vadu slave avtadu.
A person who is subdued by the senses is a slave.
Vidyarthulara, vidya vidhanamulo aneka rakamainatundi pedamarkamulu pattadam chetane vidyarthula bhavamulu kudanu ఈ విధమైనటువంటి పెడమార్గములు పట్టాయి కాని విద్యార్థులు ఏనాడు కూడా దుర్మార్గులు కాదు. పవిత్ర హృదయులు, నిస్వార్థ హృదయులు.
స్టూడెంట్స్ ఆర్ ఆల్వేస్ గుడ్ వన్స్, దర్ హార్ట్ ఇస్ సేక్రెడ్, దే ఆల్వేస్ గో ఆన్ ద రైట్ డైరెక్షన్. బట్ ది ఎడ్యుకేషన్ సిస్టమ్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్ ద రాంగ్ డైరెక్షన్.
ఇంటిలో తల్లిదండ్రులు, విద్యా సంస్థలో గురువులు మిమ్మల్ని పెడమార్గం పట్టిస్తున్నారు.
పేరెంట్స్ అట్ హోమ్, టీచర్స్ ఇన్ ద ఎడ్యుకేషన్ ఇన్స్టిట్యూషన్స్ ఆర్ పుటింగ్ యూ ఇన్ ద రాంగ్.
తల్లిదండ్రులకు ప్రేమ ఉండటం సహజమే.
Parents should have love.
కానీ ఆ ప్రేమ కూడా మితిమీరిని ప్రేమ ఉండకూడదు.
బట్ యూ షుడ్ నాట్ బి ఎక్సెసివ్ లవ్.
పిల్లలు ఏ విధంగా పెరుగుతున్నారు, ఏ విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క బిహేవియర్ లో ఉన్నారు అనేటువంటి దాన్ని తల్లిదండ్రులు చక్కగా వాచ్ చేస్తూ రావాలి.
పేరెంట్స్ షుడ్ కేర్ఫుల్లీ వాచ్ ద బిహేవియర్ అండ్ ద కాండక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద చిల్డ్రన్.
ఈనాడు తల్లిదండ్రులకే ఆ విధమైనటువంటి బిహేవియర్ లేదు, ఇంకా పిల్లలకి ఏమి చెప్పగలరు?
టుడేస్ పేరెంట్స్ దెంసెల్స్ డు నాట్ హ్యావ్ సచ్ ఐడియల్ బిహేవియర్.
టూ మచ్ ఫ్రీడమ్ అయిపోయింది.
There is too much of freedom.
Freedom undali, kani the end of wisdom is freedom. The end of culture is perfection. The end of knowledge is love. The end of education is character.
There should be
ee vidhamainatti freedom undali. Ante gaani swechchaga ichi pettesi ee raatri 12 gantalaku 1 gantalaku biddalu intiki vachina kodunu vaarini ee maatram prashninchukolenatti yokka tallidandru enta paadu chesukuntunnaru pillallu.
There should be freedom. The end of freedom is wisdom. If his parents allow their children to come 1 o'clock in the night back from
where you are, విద్యార్థుల లోపల మేనర్స్ కానీ బిహేవియర్ కానీ డిసిప్లిన్ కానీ ఏమాత్రము లేదు.
వన్ కెనాట్ ఫైండ్ గుడ్ మేనర్స్, గుడ్ బిహేవియర్ అండ్ డిసిప్లిన్ ఇన్
పిల్లల దోషము కాదు.
దిస్ ఇస్ నాట్ ది మిస్టేక్ ఆఫ్ ది స్టూడెంట్స్.
తల్లిదండ్రుల యొక్క బ్యాడ్ ఐడియల్,
ది బ్యాడ్ ఐడియల్ సెట్ బై దిస్ పేరెంట్స్.
ప్రేమను ఇన్ని రకమైనటువంటి రీతిగా కూడా పెడమార్గం పట్టిస్తుండాలి.
దిస్ ఎక్సెసివ్ అఫెక్షన్ అండ్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ ఈజ్ రెస్పాన్సిబుల్ ఫర్ ది స్టూడెంట్స్ స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ అఫైర్స్.
కనుక తల్లిదండ్రులు కూడా దీనికి కొద్దిగా బాధ్యతగా ఉంటున్నారు.
పేరెంట్స్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో రెస్పాన్సిబుల్ ఫర్ దిస్.
అప్పుడే పిల్లల యొక్క భవిష్యత్తు చక్కని ఆదర్శవంతమైన జీవితంగా రూపొందుతుంది.
స్టూడెంట్స్ లైఫ్ కెన్ బికమ్ ఐడియల్ ఓన్లీ వెన్ ది పేరెంట్స్ ఆల్సో టేక్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్.
విద్యార్థులారా, మీరు విద్యావంతులై చక్కని ఆదర్శాన్ని ప్రపంచంలో వెళ్లి అన్ని రంగముల యందు కూడా మీ యొక్క ఆదర్శాన్ని అభివృద్ది గావించాలి.
డియర్ స్టూడెంట్స్, యూ షుడ్ గెట్ ప్రాపర్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్. Enter into different fields of life and hold out ideals and examples.
Kevalam degree nimittame meeru chadavanakkarledu.
You should not undertake education for the sake of degree.
Kevalam mana hrudaya trupti kosam cheyali.
Education should be for our own.
Vidya degree le korakanu verri veedi.
Thinking that you are educated.
Sevaka vruttikai meeru jankaboka.
Do not crave for a job.
Praktite sevalannu meeru salpavaliyu.
You should undertake సర్వీస్ ఆఫ్ ద సొసైటీ.
దేశ సేవ, దేశ సేవ, దేశ సేవ.
సర్వీస్ ఆఫ్ ద నేషన్, సర్వీస్ ఆఫ్ ద కంట్రీ. దిస్ ఇస్ ఎసెన్షియల్.
ఇది చేయాలి కానీ ఏ ఇంజనీరింగ్ ఏ మెడికల్ ఏ విధమైన సైన్స్ పాస్ అయిన తక్షణమే ఏ ఇరాన్ ఏ ఇరాక్ ఏ అమెరికానో ఏ జర్మనీ జపాన్ ఎక్కడికో బయలుదేరిపోవటం ఇది చాలా దేశ ద్రోహం.
ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎ ట్రెచరీ ఫర్ ద నేషన్ ఇఫ్ ఇమీడియట్లీ ఆఫ్టర్ యువర్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ గోయింగ్ ఫర్ ఇంజనీరింగ్ అండ్ మెడికల్ హౌసెస్ మెడికల్ కోర్సెస్ ఇన్ వేరియస్ కంట్రీస్ లైక్ ఇరాన్, ఇరాక్, జర్మనీ.
పెరిగి మిమ్మల్ని అభివృద్ధి గావించినటువంటి భారతదేశానికి సేవ చేయాలి.
సర్వ్ ది నేషన్ విచ్ హస్ గివెన్ బర్త్ టు యూ.
ఏ దేశం వారు ఆ దేశానికి సేవ చేయాలి.
ఈచ్ కంట్రీ షుడ్ బి సర్వ్డ్ బై ఇట్స్
తండ్రి. తల్లిని వదలి ఎవరినో మనం తల్లి అని ఆశించడము ఇది ఏమాత్రమైనా సరైన ఆధారమా?
ఈజ్ ఇట్ ఏ గుడ్ థింగ్ టు గివ్ అప్ వన్స్ ఓన్ మదర్ అండ్ కాలింగ్ అనదర్ వన్ యాజ్ మదర్ జస్ట్ బికాస్?
జననీ జన్మభూమస్య స్వర్గాధిపతి కలిగేసి మన జన్మభూమి, మన మాతృదేశము మనకు సరైన యొక్క సేవకు సరైన ఆదర్శాన్ని అందించాలి.
మదర్ అండ్ మదర్ కంట్రీ ఆర్ గ్రేటర్ దాన్ హెవెన్.
ఈ చదువుకున్న పిల్లలందరూ కూడా విదేశాలకు పోతుంటే దేశం యొక్క పరిస్థితి ఏమిటి?
ఇఫ్ ఆల్ ది పీపుల్ హూ ఆర్ ఎడ్యుకేటెడ్ గో టు అదర్ కంట్రీస్, వాట్ వుడ్ హ్యాపెన్ టు అవర్ ఓన్ నేషన్?
అక్కడికి పోయి మీరు లక్షలు సంపాదించేదానికంటే ఇక్కడ మీరు వందలు సంపాదించండి, అదే మీకు శాంతి.
గోయింగ్ దేర్ అండ్ అర్నింగ్ లాక్స్ ఆఫ్ రూపీస్ ఇస్ ఇన్ నో వే బెటర్ దాన్ earning even hundreds of rupees in your own
life. That is your morality.
That is
adi money comes and goes, morality comes and grows. Adi meeru pinchukovali.
You have to understand this. This is the meaning of money comes and goes, morality comes and grows.
Vidyarthulara, meeru jatiita gunamulu meeru pinchukovali.
Dear students, develop the national character.
మన దేశాభిమానమే మనకు లేకపోతే ఇంక దేహాభిమానం ఎట్లా వస్తుంది?
If you don't have love for your own nation, how can you
love?
The physical body and the motherland are the object and its reflection.
మనం ఎవరో ఏ దేశంలో పోయి మనం వెచ్చమెక్కనక్కర్లేదు.
There is no need for going to some other foreign country and
పెట్టిన భారతే తన్న భారత అనింది భారతదేశం యొక్క సంప్రదాయం. భారతదేశంలో లేనటువంటిది ఇంక ఏ దేశంలో కూడా లేవు.
What you don't get in Bharat, you cannot get anywhere else.
కేవలం ఇది దేశాభిమానములకు దురభిమానం కాదు.
Loving one's own motherland.
సత్యం అది.
Loving one's own motherland is a
sacrifice. ప్రాచీన కాలం నుండి అన్ని దేశములకు కూడా అన్ని విద్యలో అభివృద్ధి గావించినటువంటి భారతదేశమే.
ఇట్ ఈస్ ది భారత్ విచ్ హాస్ డెవలప్ ఆల్ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ ఇన్ వేరియస్ ఫీల్డ్స్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ది కంట్రీస్.
కానీ ఏనుగెట్టుల తన బల మెరుగలేదు, అట్టులైనారు మన భారతీయులు నేడు.
టుడేస్ భారతీయాస్ ఆర్ లైక్ ది ఎలిఫెంట్ విచ్ డస్ నాట్ నో ఇట్స్ ఓన్ ఇన్హెరెంట్ స్ట్రెంగ్త్.
తన శక్తిని తాను గుర్తించుకునలేక చిన్న మావుట వాడు ఒక చిన్న అంకుశం చూపిస్తే అణిగిపోతుండాలి ఏనుగ.
ఎలిఫెంట్ నాట్ రికగ్నైజింగ్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్ స్ట్రెంగ్త్ ఈజ్ బీయింగ్ కంట్రోల్డ్ బై ఇట్స్ మాస్టర్ బై మియర్లీ షో.
అదేవిధంగానే విదేశం యొక్క అట్రాక్షన్స్ అట్రాక్షన్ అట్రాక్షన్ మన బానిసలైపోయి మన యొక్క నిజమైనటువంటి శక్తిని మనం కోల్పోతున్నాం.
వీఆర్ అట్రాక్టెడ్ బై ద మనీ అండ్ ది గ్లామర్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫారిన్ కంట్రీస్. వీఆర్ ఫర్గెటింగ్ అవర్ ఓన్ మదర్ ల్యాండ్.
అట్రాక్షన్ మనకు అక్కర్లేదు.
We should not care for this attraction.
కేవలం ఏ విధమైనటువంటి ఒక ఇన్ఫర్మేషన్ మనకు అక్కర్లేదు.
We don't care for the information.
మనకు మనమే ట్రాన్స్ఫర్మేషన్ కావాలి.
We should transform ourselves.
మన హృదయాలను మనం మార్చుకోవాలి.
We should transform our own hearts.
అదే ఆధ్యాత్మికానికి లౌకికానికి ఉండేటువంటి వ్యత్యాసం.
That is the difference between spirituality and secular.
That was a clip, and you just can't help but imagine Swami standing there and, you know.
Exactly, the power, the involvement, power, the conviction, the energy, that importance that Swami is giving to patriotic power.
I think I mentioned this before once. I remember in Trai Bandhan when Swami spoke, you know, you could see that Swami was pumped up, you know. And at one point Swami was beating his chest and said, "We are Indians." You know, with the vigor with which he said, that's what beats us. You know, when you talk of patriotism, patriotism is love for your country, and the country is a variable. You know, it could be anything. You could be in India, you could be in China, Pakistan, wherever you are, you can have patriotism.
Mm-hmm.
But here is Swami, who had all the choice that, you know, he could have picked any country.
Right.
And he picks India and says, "We are Indians, you know, be proud that we are Indians." It really means that it's such an opportunity to be born in this country, or even to be associated with this country. Because so many people in the ashram who are from other countries who have taken up Indian citizenship and changed their names, and they're living in the ashram. I mean, that is the value they give to
Swami's
associating
word.
Themselves. And as you said, Swami's word, right?
You know, just thinking of this, many people who go abroad, they kind of justify it by saying, you know, we don't get enough opportunities here in our country, in India. You know, our talent is not recognized. We don't get the right platform, or we are not, get the amount of money and this and that. Mostly it's about opportunities, and mostly it's about the breaks that they're looking for. So I was just trying to put the two things together. Here is Swami who is saying that don't leave your country, even if you don't get as much money as you would get abroad. And if somebody is saying that I'm going there for the opportunity that is there, is he right or is he wrong? The only way you can, you know, put these two together is the spirit in which you do your action. Like, for me, suppose I am doing an action. I think that, yes, being in India and doing work in India and serving my motherland is important. That takes the first priority. Everything else follows after that. So when I do that work, I have to do that work with absolutely no results in mind. I may not get the kind of results I may get if I do the same kind of work abroad. So I just felt it's like a loop.
Very true. I mean, it's just that just being in India does not permit you to gloat in pride based on what Swami is telling here. Because as you said, the idea is, Swami is saying, why don't you serve your country by being here?
Exactly.
I mean, if you're going to flee the country by staying in the country, then you don't, you know, you can't claim to be following Swami.
Moreover, you know, that word serve the country is so important, because when I am serving, I am not looking for any benefits. Yes, people may say there is an 85% brain drain from India and where people are going abroad, and that's because of the corruption here, that's because of so many issues in India. Yes, India has its own problems. But then if everybody goes out, who is going to stay back? That is one aspect. And the only way you can justify staying back in spite of all these problems is if you choose not to give them importance. If you still look at staying in India and serving your motherland, whichever motherland it may be, as in the, you know, spirit of service, in the spirit of servitude, then you are doing that action without expecting any results. You know, that's the selfless act, that's the nishkama karma. And possibly that's what Swami wants us to do.
Right. In fact, sometime back, seeing a documentary in Iceland, I think that was the country which crashed during the 2008 crisis.
Correct.
One of the reasons why it crashed was a lot of the Icelanders who settled abroad started coming back.
Okay.
Because here was an economic boom this country was witnessing, which was actually very artificial.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Icelanders who had left the country to, you know, UK and other parts of Europe, they said, there's an opportunity here, let's capitalize on it. They all come back and they start investing, and that actually hastens the pace at which the country's democracy crumbles down. As you're saying, you know, saying that we are going to stay in the country, we're going to live in this country, if it is not coupled with that attitude of selflessness and patriotism, saying that let me serve my motherland,
yes,
I mean, it's not going to be of much use.
That's right.
And in the beginning of that clip, Swami speaks beautifully about conscience, consciousness, and conscious.
Yes.
And, you know, that's again one of Swami's favorite plays. You know, Swami would come and how many times Swami would stand in that portico and ask, what is conscious? What is conscience?
And
Swami would spell it out and say, conscious, conscience,
you know?
Consciousness. So what is the difference, Swami would ask. And I might be wrong, but from what Swami is saying here, Swami is saying that conscience is always there.
Mm.
But the ability to follow the conscience consciously, I think it's a very important thing which Swami is saying, because many times, you know, Swami would say that, truth is your nature.
Yes.
You know, when asked suddenly what is your name, you will tell your name, because telling the truth is your nature.
Yes.
You will not tell a lie.
Right.
Okay. And so Swami is saying unconsciously most of us will be conscientious.
Correct.
But can you be consciously conscient, follow the conscience?
Conscience, that's right.
You know, I think it's a very beautiful point that Swami is making, if we have understood it right.
Now, Swami, I think one of the discourses in the 1990 series, he explained how conscious is in the realm of the senses. Conscience is in the realm of the mind.
Okay.
And consciousness is the Atma.
Right.
So he says the conscious actions that we do should be based on the conscience,
right,
as he said.
Right.
And Swami, since it's in the realm of the mind, it either breaks or it frees.
Mm-hmm.
In the realm of the conscience, if you are listening to the voice of the conscience, then you are on the right path.
I think on another occasion Swami says that there's that Gita shloka where Krishna says, no, a spark of mine is there in every being.
Right.
Mamai vamsho
jivabhutasanatana.
Swami said, what is that spark?
Okay.
Swami said, that spark is conscience.
Conscience, right.
And in fact, in the discourses where Swami speaks about those four Fs, follow the master.
Mm.
Swami always says, master is not God. I mean, the moment you say follow the master, we think of Swami is the master and we follow him. Swami says, no, follow the master. Master is conscience.
Correct.
Because you don't have to be a Sai devotee to be follow the master, face the devil.
Right.
That master is conscience. So in a sense, as you're saying, that conscience is the spark of the divine.
In fact, when you say that, if you are an atheist also,
right,
but you are, on the path, you have the qualities that make you a human being, then I think you are on the right path.
Right.
As long as you're sensitive to that.
And then Swami goes on to speak about this this idea of being the master when you're actually living like a slave.
Slave, yeah.
It's a point which Swami said in an entire discourse the last time we were discussing
on
freedom. What is freedom?
Yeah.
That discourse.
You know, there are two discourses. Of course, that was freedom, and Swami defined what freedom is. But since he says control of senses, there was an entire discourse in which, in the 1990 series, which dealt with mastery of the senses.
Right.
And there were about 15 points.
Right, right.
You know, associated with what? How do you go about, you know, issues relating to the senses? And listeners are, you know, absolutely free to go back to that discourse. That's the fourth discourse in the 1990 series. And, you know, I'm not going to read out all the 15, but there are so many points, knowing the limitations of the senses, that they have a limit on them, matra, as what we told. Then using the senses for the purpose which they were given, not leaving the senses unoccupied. He says, occupy them with what is good. Then he says, equal-mindedness, treating both of good and bad
equally,
with equanimity. Then one point of devotion and complete surrender to God. Then he says, don't allow your senses to get influenced or affected by the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the sincerity of your of the purpose for which you are doing something, that can overrule the environment. Then he says, give the senses something stronger, mm-hmm. either as an incentive or a disincentive.
Yeah, he says, I remember that analogy which Swami told about that chariot and a horse-drawn cart.
Exactly.
Right.
Then he says, Pashu or Pashupati. You are Pashupati, Pashu is an animal. He says, those who are driven by the senses are an animal, you become Pashupati, you are meant to be that. Then he says, don't justify the actions of your senses by saying to err is human. He says, that is the wrong approach of how you look at them. And strive for the freedom from senses, not freedom of the senses. That was a beautiful point. So, you know, there are so many pointers which Swami gave in that discourse about control of senses.
Right. In fact, so beautifully Swami says here, you know, that, I mean, it's really an illusion. We talk about freedom of speech, freedom of expression. We don't realize that we are actually referring to freedom of the ego, which Prabhupada Swami says is the biggest problem today.
Right.
The ability to show that, you know, I can restrain myself, mm-hmm. is actually a greater sense, a greater expression of that mastery than by saying that I can say whatever I want.
Right, right, right.
And Swami goes on to say that, you know, the problem starts with the parents at home.
Yeah.
That, you know, you should question the children when they are indisciplined. You should question the children. Swami is specifically mentioning when they come back home late.
Right.
That, you know, parents should have a certain amount of control over their children.
Correct.
Which is something which is, you know, properly fizzling out. Swami is saying that has to be done.
Yes. And, you know, all through the emphasis, the tone, the, you know, I would say the, what to say, it's the finality of what Swami is trying to convey. You know, it's like a final, yes, this is the cause. He right. says, this is the cause. Because oftentimes Swami has said, yes, when there is children are pure hearted. But, you know, it's always the influence that they have that molds them.
In fact, I think Swami had mentioned to one of the Balvika's teachers, if I'm not wrong, Swami said, especially till the age of 8,
okay.
the influence of the parents are immense actually. Till the age of 8, and in fact till about 14 or 15, still there is a very strong overtone of the parents' qualities and characters in the child. So, you know, that need to have that discipline and that kind of absolute control over the children, in that sense, you know, because Swami says, as long as the intention is in the right direction, you may be doing mistakes this way, that way, with your with the process, with the means of doing it. But that idea of, you know, let me give what is the best to the child. This
right.
child needs character more than anything else. More than freedom, what the child needs is, you know, the right direction and character. Till that age of 14, 15, as Swami says, is very important.
Very true. In fact, after that, Swami goes on to this topic of patriotism. And this beautiful statement which Swami makes, he says, if you do not have love for your own country, how can you love your body?
Right.
Both are just a reflection of each other.
Deha and Desha.
And, you know, in many ways, this is so true. You know, what is good for an Indian is not necessarily good for an American or for a Japanese. Because we are grown and brought up in this country, and our bodies reflect the environment, the food available here, the kind of the soil, the bacteria, possibly everything that is Indian. Our bodies have got used to this. And it's so important.
A typical example of that, one of my friends were sharing. You know, you have these buildings with glass walls.
Right.
If you go to cities like Bangalore, you would see that. You know, huge IT buildings.
Correct.
The full, glass. No, it's such a disaster in a way, because they say it's meant for countries where the sunlight is sparse.
Exactly.
Right? And you put it in a tropical climate like this, what you're doing is, you know, it creates a greenhouse effect.
Exactly.
And you have to, your electricity bill goes up because your air conditioning is more. And he's saying it's such a disaster. It's a simple thing that, you know, though it looks beautiful and you see cities like New York and Washington and you want to have it here, it is not suitable for your country, you know.
Your offices are also reflecting.
Right. And another thing, when Swami says this deha and, desha, in a way, what Venkatraman sir once told us is, you know, when you talk about desires, desires for body is actually permitted, he says.
Okay.
He says that, you know, in one of his talks, he says the desires which are related to the body are permitted.
Mm-hmm.
Food, water, warmth, you know, shelter, that's permitted. The most dangerous is the desires of the mind.
Right.
Because sometimes the mind wants things which are actually not needed for the body and for the sustenance of the individual. No, that's the problem. And when Swami says, you know, the deha is actually the desha, you start by taking care of the body. You know, I think the reason why most people leave the country and go is because of the desires of the mind.
Very true.
You know, you don't
fact,
want to...
Attraction.
Swami says it's all in the attraction. It's not about the need. Actually, it's not in the need.
Right.
And Swami says, yanna bharate tanna bharate. You know, whatever you need, there is nothing that you need which is not there in this country. There is no way you can give that as a reason.
Very true. In fact, then after that, Swami goes on to, you know, beautifully say, what's the difference between science and spirituality? He says science is an outlook and spirituality means inward vision. He says that is information, this is transformation.
Right.
So I think that's where we came up to.
So I think we'll carry on to the last clip in that discourse.
Yes.
And let's see how Swami ends this first discourse in that series.
Science goes on outlook.
Kevalam adhyatmikam antardrishti.
Spirituality develops inward.
Pashyati iti pasihu. Outlooks kim kim prayojanam.
Idi
kevalam prakruta sambandhamaitundi shabda sparsha roopa sagandhalato koodinatundi.
Animal always looks outside. This animal life or the external life is associated with the
five antardrishtini penchukovali.
We have to develop the inward look.
Kanukani మనం నిరంతరం కూడా ప్రతి విషయాన్ని కూడా మనం థింక్ చేయాలి. ఇజ్ ఇట్ రైట్ ఆర్ రాంగ్? ఇజ్ ఇట్ రైట్ ఆర్ రాంగ్?
వీ షుడ్ అండర్టేక్ కాన్స్టెంట్ డిస్క్రిమినేషన్. ఇస్ దిస్ రైట్ ఆర్
మన బంధమునకు, మోక్షమునకు, లిబరేషన్ కు అన్నిటికీ మన మనసే కారణం.
ఫర్ బాండేజ్ అండ్ లిబరేషన్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ది మైండ్ విచ్ ఇస్
విద్యార్థులారా, మీ హృదయమే ఒక పెద్ద లాక్.
డియర్ స్టూడెంట్స్, యువర్ హార్ట్ మే బి కంపేర్డ్ టు ఎ లాక్.
అది ఏ కీస్తో కూడా తెరవడానికి వీలు కాదు.
It is not possible to open that lock with any key.
అది చాలా భద్రమైనటువంటిది.
It is a very safe
మన మైండ్ ఇందుకు కీ.
Our mind is the key.
ఈ మైండ్ అనేటువంటి కీని హృదయం అనేటువంటి లాక్ లో పెట్టి రైట్ సైడ్ టర్న్ చేసే ఓపెన్, లెఫ్ట్ సైడ్ టర్న్ చేసే లాక్.
Insert the key of your mind and turn it to the right, it opens. Turn it to the left, it locks.
అదే విధంగానే మనం ప్రపంచం వైపున మనం టర్న్ చేస్తే అటాచ్మెంట్, బంధన.
టర్న్ యువర్ మైండ్ టు ద వరల్డ్, ఇట్ గెట్స్ అటాచ్ అండ్ బౌండ్, దేర్ ఇస్ బాండేజ్.
దివ్యత్వం వైపు టర్న్ చేస్తే ఇది డిటాచ్మెంట్.
టర్న్ యువర్ మైండ్ టు ది డివినిటీ, ఇట్ గెట్స్ డిటాచ్.
అటాచ్మెంట్ డిటాచ్మెంట్ కు మన టర్నింగ్ డిఫరెన్స్ సేమ్ లాక్ సేమ్ కీ.
దేర్ ఇస్ సేమ్ లాక్ అండ్ సేమ్ కీ. ఫర్ లిబరేషన్ అండ్ బాండేజ్ is only the when you turn your vision into the external world, you are bound by it. Bondage will be the result.
అంతర్దృష్టిని మనం డెవలప్ చేసుకోవాలి.
డెవలప్ ది ఇన్నర్ లుక్.
ఇది నిజమైనటువంటి చదువు.
దట్ ఈస్ ది ట్రూ ఎడ్యుకేషన్.
ఈ చదువుతో పాటు ఈ లౌకిక చదువులు కూడా మనకు అవసరమే.
అలాంగ్ విత్ దిస్ రియల్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్, ది వరల్డ్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ ఆల్సో
ఈ చదువు చదవకూడదని చెప్పటం లేదు.
I don't say that you should not undertake this education. Whatever you do.
The secret of happiness is not in doing what one likes, but in liking what one has to do. Manam premato cheyali prati pani kodanu.
You do everything with love.
నాకు ఇష్టమైన పని మాత్రం నేను ప్రేమతో చేస్తున్నా అంటే ఇది సరైన పని కాదు.
If you say that I'll do with love only such work which I like, it is not correct.
ఏది చేసినా పను ప్రేమతో శ్రద్ధగా చేయి.
Do whatever you like. Do it with love. Do it with interest.
ఏ ఒక్క పని చేసినా పను ఇది కేవలం ఒక విధమైనటువంటి ఒక సాధన కింద, ఒక విధమైనటువంటి ఒక అర్పిత కింద చేయి.
Whatever work you do, do it as worship and as
work will be transformed into worship.
Work will be transformed into
worship. కనుకని మనం దేశానికి ఒక సేవ చేస్తున్నాం.
We are serving our own motherland.
మన దేశానికి ఒక విధమైన ఉన్నత స్థాయిని అభివృద్ధి గావించడానికి ఆదర్శాన్ని చూపిస్తున్నాం.
We are holding out ourselves as an example for the progress and welfare of our nation.
విద్యార్థులారా, మీరు పుట్టినందుకు, విద్యను అభ్యసించినందుకు, భారతదేశంలో జీవించినందుకును తల్లిదండ్రులకు సత్కీర్తిని తెప్పించాలి.
Dear students, for being born in this Bharat and for getting educated, show your respect and gratitude to parents.
Vidyarthulara, mana Bharatiya sanskruti yandu matru devo bhava, pitru devo bhava, acharya devo bhava, atithi devo bhava ani pradhanamainatuvanti sampradayalu untunnayi.
There are four important statements as a part of Bharatiya tradition. Salutation to the mother, father.
Nivu enta goppa vaadainappudikini, ఏ ప్రేమిస్త్రిగా మారినప్పటికీ నీవు తల్లికి కుమారుడే.
వాట్ ఎవర్ గ్రేట్ పొజిషన్ యూ ఆక్యుపై, ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ యూఆర్ ఎ ప్రైమ్ మినిస్టర్, యువర్ ఓన్లీ సన్ టు యువర్ మదర్.
కనుక నీ మొట్టమొదటి తల్లిని నీవు గౌరవించాలి.
ఇన్ ది వెరీ ఫస్ట్ ప్లేస్ దేర్ ఫోర్
తండ్రిని గౌరవించాలి,
మదర్ అండ్ దెన్ ఫాదర్.
కానీ తల్లిదండ్రులనే గౌరవించలేనటువంటి ఒక వ్యక్తి లోకం ఏమాత్రం కూడా వాడిని గౌరవించదు.
A person who does not respect his own mother or father will never be respected by anyone.
Vidyarthulara, evariki varu maunanga kucholi vicharam cheyali.
Dear students, you will have to introspect yourself silently.
Nee blood, nee food, nee head, nee duddu parents gift.
Your blood, your food, your money,
your head
and your head, all these are gifts of your own
first
parents.
First parents gratitude sivali.
Therefore you should show gratitude.
ఈనాటి అనేక మంది విద్యార్థులు పేరెంట్స్ గ్రాటిట్యూడ్ ఇవ్వటం లేదు.
మోస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది స్టూడెంట్స్ టుడే డు నాట్ షో ఎనీ గ్రాటిట్యూడ్.
బ్యాడ్ పేరెంట్స్ కూడా దాన్ని అంగీకరించటం లేదు.
ది పేరెంట్స్ ఆల్సో ఆర్ నాట్ షోయింగ్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్.
కేవలం ఒక తల్లిదండ్రులను చూస్తే ఈనాటి పిల్లలంతా కూడా ఏదో ఒక విధమైన ఫ్రెండ్ మాదిరి పోతున్నారు.
టుడేస్ చిల్డ్రన్ కన్సిడర్ దేర్ పేరెంట్స్ యాజ్ ఇఫ్ దే ఆర్ ఫ్రెండ్స్.
ఇట్లాంటి దాన్ని తల్లిదండ్రులు కూడా అంగీకరించకూడదు.
Parents should never encourage such things.
కారణం ఏమిటంటే భవిష్యత్తులో ఆ పిల్లవాడి జీవితాన్ని పాడు చేస్తున్నారు తల్లిదండ్రులు.
The reason is you are going to ruin the future of
such children. మీకు తెలుసును, ఎక్కువ కాలం నేను తీసుకుంటున్నాను, ప్రేమ్చంద్ మహాకవి.
All of you know ప్రేమ్చంద్ a great poet.
అతని స్టోరీ లోపల ఒక చక్కని ఆదర్శం ఉంటుండాలి.
There is a very important ideal in his life.
అతనికి ఇద్దరు కుమారులు ఉండేటువంటి వాడు.
He had two sons.
వారు అలహాబాద్ లో చదువుతుండేటువంటి వాళ్ళు.
They were getting educated in Allahabad.
ఈ ప్రేమచంద్ ప్రేమచంద్ భార్య కూడా నైన్టాల్ కని పోతున్నారు.
ప్రేమ్చంద్ వాస్ గోయింగ్ విత్ హిస్ వైఫ్ టు నైన్టాల్.
ఆ పోతూ పోతూ పిల్లలకు జాబ్ రాశారు, మీరు స్టేషన్ లో వచ్చి మమ్మల్ని చూడవలసింది అని.
They had written a letter to the children. You can come and just look us up in the station.
ఆ ప్రేమ్చంద్ ప్రేమ్చంద్ వైఫ్ స్టేషన్ కు వచ్చారు.
ప్రేమ్చంద్ అండ్ హిస్ వైఫ్ కేమ్ టు ది స్టేషన్.
చిన్న కుమారుడు పెద్ద కుమారుడు ఇద్దరు స్టేషన్ కు వచ్చారు.
ది ఎల్డర్ సన్ అండ్ యంగర్ బోత్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ కేమ్ టు ది
స్టేషన్. పెద్ద కుమారుడు వచ్చాడు, నాన్న నమస్కారం, అమ్మా నమస్కారం అన్నాడు.
ది ఎల్డర్ సన్ కేమ్ అండ్ ఆఫర్ సాల్యుటేషన్స్, నమస్తే ఫాదర్, నమస్తే.
ఈ రెండవ కొడుకు ఏం చేశాడు, రెండు చోట్ల హౌ ఆర్ యూ మమ్మీ, హౌ ఆర్ యూ డాడీ అన్నాడు.
The second son, arrogantly putting his hands into the pockets of his trousers, he just addressed them, how are you mummy, how are you daddy?
Emi namaskaram kaani vaariki gauravam kaani ivvaledu.
He did not show any respect or
tanchame. Premchand manasu chaala shock vachinattu ayipoyindi.
Premchand was
ఏమని క్షేమ సమాచారాలు మాట్లాడించారు, ట్రైన్ కదిలింది.
He made enquiries, general enquiries about them and then the train left.
పెద్ద కుమారుడు ట్రైన్ కదిలిపోయేంత వరకు నమస్కారం చేస్తూ నిల్చుకున్నాడు.
ది ఎల్డర్ సన్ హోల్డెడ్ హిస్ హ్యాండ్స్ అండ్ కెప్ట్ లుకింగ్ అట్ ది పేరెంట్స్.
ఈ చిన్న కుమారుడు టాటా 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 అంటున్నాడు.
ది యంగర్ సన్ ఇర్రెవరెన్షియలీ వాస్ టెలింగ్
సారీ ట్రైన్ కదిలిపోయింది, పిల్లలు వెళ్లిపోయారు.
ది ట్రైన్ మూవ్డ్, ది చిల్డ్రన్ వెంట.
ప్రేమచంద్ చాలా అశాంతి అయిపోయింది.
ప్రేమచంద్ వాస్ వెరీ మచ్ అప్సెట్ బై దిస్.
చాలా రెస్ట్లెస్ గా ఉంటున్నాడు.
హి వాస్ ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ రెస్ట్లెస్.
బాత్రూమ్ పోయాడు, తిరిగి వచ్చాడు, తిరిగి పోతున్నాడు, చాలా అశాంతిగా ఉంటున్నాడు.
హి వెంట్ టు నంబర్ ఆఫ్ ప్లేస్ బట్ దెన్ హి వాస్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ రెస్ట్లెస్నెస్.
భార్య అడిగింది, ఏమిటండి మీరు ఇంత అశాంతిగా ఉంటున్నారని.
వైఫ్ ఎన్క్వైర్డ్, వై ఆర్ యు లుకింగ్ సో రెస్ట్లెస్.
చెప్పాడు, చూస్తివా చిన్నవాడు మనకు నమస్కారమే చేయలేదు, చిన్నవాడు మనకు రెస్పెక్టే ఇవ్వలేదు అన్నాడు.
ప్రేమచంద్ సెడ్, ద యంగర్ వన్ డిడ్ నాట్ డూ నమస్కార్, డిడ్ నాట్ షో రెస్పెక్ట్ అట్ ఆల్ టు అస్.
ఆమె చెప్పింది, ఏదో పాపం చిన్నవాడు, తెలియదు ఏంటి, దానికి మీరు ఇంత ఎందుకు యోచన చేస్తారని.
షీ సెడ్, ఆఫ్టర్ ఆల్ హీఈస్ ఎన్ యంగ్స్టర్, యూ మైట్ నాట్
నో. మరి పెట్టు విప్పాడు, పండుకున్నాడు, చూస్తివే మన చిన్నవాడు మనకు నమస్కారం చేయలేదు అన్నాడు.
హీ స్ప్రెడ్ ద బెడ్ లైట్ డౌన్ అగైన్ ఆఫ్టర్ ది యంగర్ వన్ డిడ్ నాట్ షో రెస్పెక్ట్.
ఇంకా అనేక పర్యాములు ప్రేమచంద్ చెప్తూ వచ్చాడు.
ప్రేమచంద్ రిపీటెడ్ దిస్ ఎ నంబర్ ఆఫ్
టైమ్స్. ఎందుకండి నమస్కారం చేయటం వల్ల, చేయకపోవడం వల్ల మనకు వచ్చిన నష్టం ఏమిటి, మీరు ఇంత బాధపడకూడదు అన్నాడు.
వైఫ్ సెడ్, వెల్ వాట్ ఇస్ ఇట్ దట్ వీఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు లూజ్ ఇఫ్ యూ డిడ్ నాట్ షో నమస్కార్.
నా నిమిత్తం కాదు నేను బాధపడుతుండేది, వాడి భవిష్యత్తు పాడైపోతుండదు అన్నాడు ప్రేమచంద్.
ఐఎమ్ నాట్ సో మచ్ వరీడ్ ఆర్ అప్సెట్ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అబౌట్ మై సెల్ఫ్, ఐఎమ్ అఫ్రైడ్ హిస్ ఫ్యూచర్.
ఈనాడు ఏ యొక్క విద్యార్థి తల్లిదండ్రులకు గౌరవం ఇస్తాడో ఆ విద్యార్థి భవిష్యత్తులో వాడు చక్కని ఆదర్శం అనుభవిస్తాడు.
విచ్ ఎవర్ స్టూడెంట్ షోస్ రెస్పెక్ట్ టు ది పేరెంట్స్ విల్ హ్యావ్ ఎ సెక్యూర్ అండ్ ఎ సేఫ్ అండ్
ఏజ్కి వచ్చింది.
సేమ్ థింగ్
పెద్ద కుమారుడు బోర్డ్ల పాస్ చేశాడు, చక్కగా అలహాబాద్ హైకోర్టుకు జడ్జి అయిపోయాడు.
ది ఎల్డర్ సన్ పాస్ బోర్డ్ల అండ్ బికేమ్ ఎ జడ్జ్ ఇన్ ది హైకోర్టు.
వచ్చిన వారందరూ కూడా ఆ యొక్క పెద్ద కుమారుడు నమస్కారం చేస్తున్నారు.
ఆల్ దోస్ పీపుల్ హూ కేమ్ టు ది కోర్ట్ ఆఫర్ నమస్కార్.
ఈ చిన్న కొడుకు అదే అలహాబాద్ లోపల క్లర్క్ పని చేస్తున్నాడు.
ది యంగర్ సన్ బికేమ్ ఎ క్లర్క్ ఇన్ ది సేమ్ అలహాబాద్.
వీడు వచ్చిన వారందరికీ వీడు నమస్కారం చేస్తున్నాడు.
హీ హ్యాడ్ టు ఆఫర్ నమస్కార్ టు ఎవరీ వన్ హూ కేమ్ టు ద కోర్ట్.
తల్లిదండ్రులకు గౌరవం ఇచ్చినటువంటి యొక్క విద్యార్థి అందరి నమస్కారాలు అందుకుంటున్నాడు.
ది ఎల్డర్ సన్ హూ షోడ్ రెస్పెక్ట్ ఈస్ గెటింగ్ రెస్పెక్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ పీపుల్.
తల్లిదండ్రులకు రెస్పెక్ట్ ఇవ్వనటువంటి కుమారుడు అందరికీ నమస్కారాన్ని ఇస్తున్నాడు.
ది యంగర్ వన్ హూ డిడ్ నాట్ షో రెస్పెక్ట్ హ్యాడ్ టు షో రెస్పెక్ట్.
ఇదే చరిత్రలో మనకు చక్కని మాయని మచ్చ.
దిస్ ఈజ్ ఏ థింగ్ విచ్ కెనాట్ బి చేంజ్ ఇన్ లైఫ్.
మీరు ఎన్ని చదువులు చదివినప్పటికీ, ఎంత ఉన్నత పదవిని ఏరినప్పటికీ, మొట్టమొదట తల్లిదండ్రులకు గౌరవం ఇవ్వండి.
వాట్ ఎవర్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ యు అక్వైర్, వాట్ ఎవర్ పొజిషన్ యు ఆక్యుపై.
తల్లిదండ్రులు ప్రేమ చేత మీకు ఎంతో స్వాతంత్ర్యం ఇవ్వచ్చు, ఇచ్చినా కూడా నీవు ఆ యొక్క స్వాతంత్ర్యం ఉల్లంఘించక వారిని గౌరవించడానికి ప్రయత్నించాలి.
పేరెంట్స్ మే గివ్ యు ఎనీ అమౌంట్ ఆఫ్ ఫ్రీడమ్ బట్ యూ షుడ్ షో యువర్ రెస్పెక్ట్.
వాళ్ల స్థాయి నుంచి వాళ్ళు మీకు ఆ విధమైన స్వాతంత్ర్యం ఇచ్చారు, కానీ నీ స్థాయి నుంచి నీవు వారిని గౌరవించాలి.
ఫ్రమ్ దేర్ ఓన్ స్టేజ్ దే హావ్ షోన్ యూ దట్ మచ్ ఆఫ్ ఫ్రీడమ్ బట్ యూ షుడ్ ఫ్రమ్ యువర్ స్టేజ్ అబ్జర్వ్.
కనుక ఈ 15 దినముల లోపల మానవుడు నిత్య జీవితంలో ఏ విషయాన్ని, ఏ సమయమును, ఏ సందర్భము లోపల ఏ విధంగా మనము జీవించాలి అనేటువంటి ఒక సత్యాన్ని మనం గుర్తించి మున్ముందు మన జీవితం లోపల తగినటువంటి ఒక ఆదర్శాన్ని అందించాలని నేను ఆశిస్తూ ఆశీర్వదిస్తూ నా ప్రసంగాన్ని విరమిస్తున్నాను.
డ్యూరింగ్ దీస్ 15 డేస్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు లెర్న్ హౌ యూ హ్యావ్ టు కండక్ట్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ in different situations, different times, different places, and make your own life as an ideal and as an example. And thus I bring the discourse to a close.
And as the footnote in this discourse says, at the end of it, Swami asked the national anthem to be sung.
Right.
And he wanted all the students to participate. Really a fiery discourse, but you know how beautifully Swami is emphasized just this quality of gratitude in different levels.
Correct.
You know, first to gratitude to God, Swami mentioned in the initial, then the gratitude to the country, and then Swami brings it down to gratitude to parents.
I think that's the first step.
Right. The beautiful story of Munshi Premchand. He's a Hindi poet, I think.
Right.
And Swami has mentioned the story many times. It's a very beautiful and subtle point, and I always used to think of this, you know, Swami would many times tell us as students, that no, you have no gratitude. When Swami is very upset with students, you know, enta chesna no, you know, I've done so much for you.
Right.
You have no gratitude. You know, when I used to think of that, you know, for Swami it doesn't matter at all whether you tell thank you Swami and, you know, we express your gratitude. But only reason Swami would have done it is because expressing gratitude must have been good for us.
Correct.
You know, and that's precisely what Swami is telling here, you know, in the words of Premchand. He says, you know, I'm not so obsessed with the respect that I should get from my sons, but if he's not able to respect me, it is going to harm him in the future.
Very true. In fact, you know, one characteristic thing which Swami always held at very high importance is the blessing of parents in order for some of the students to stay back and work with Swami.
True.
You know, he would always ask, did your parents agree? Swami, I want to work here, I want to be with you, I want to stay here. What did your parents tell you? What did they say? So he would say, have they agreed for you to stay back here? So, you know, he always kept that there. He said, first you get your... And he would always say, regarding anything, your parents may have a difference of opinion, you should sit with them and nicely explain. You should never go against your parents.
Right. And going to the beginning of that clip, the standout for me was in the first few lines, Swami said, you know, how you have to discriminate. Of course, initially he spoke about the outlook and inward look. Spirituality takes you within and science takes you without. And Swami, when he was saying about that inward look, Swami said, every moment you have to go within and ask yourself. But sweetly, the way Swami said, is it right, is it wrong? Is it right, is it wrong?
Right.
I mean, even if that, those words, the way Swami uttered it, always rings in our mind. Imagine, that's more than enough. In every situation, if you can just listen, I mean, replay those words so sweetly Swami uttered, is it right, is it wrong? Is it right, is it wrong? I think none of us would dare to do anything which is not acceptable for Swami.
Very true. I mean, that constantly thinking, and that is what Swami has said. It's easiest if I say, will Swami like what I'm going to do?
Right.
Okay. Is it worthy of offering it to him? This action, is it worthy of offering to him? This word, is it worthy of offering to him? Then we are constantly in check.
Right. Then Swami goes on to say about that beautiful analogy which Swami usually gives of the key turning towards you, opens the lock, and turning away from you is...
Yeah,
the bondage.
Same lock, same key.
Right. The way Swami said, same lock, same key. You know, saying that everybody is given the equal opportunity. You know, when you talk
Correct.
Of the modern democracies, it's not about, you know, communism, socialism is giving everything equally to everybody. But democracy always talks about giving equal opportunity to everybody.
Correct.
If you look at it, that's what Swami is saying. It's the same lock, same key. You know, the choice is completely yours. What do you want to do with it? You know, very beautifully Swami says that. And then, of course, that again, that line in English which Swami said,
the secret,
so profound, you know.
Yeah.
The secret of happiness is not in doing what you like, but in liking whatever you do. One has to do, Swami
yes.
said. You know, what you do, what one has to do, Swami said.
Correct. And, you know, I'm not sure in which movie it was. but it suddenly came to my mind. They say, you know, this is the time where you have to decide whether you want to do what is easy or what is right. So there's a choice that
Shreyas and Priyas.
Yeah, there's a choice between choosing what you think.
It all flows, you know. In the earlier part, Swami is speaking about being master of your senses. Now, when you free yourself from that bondage, from that slavery, saying that, you know, I'm not going to just obey what my senses say, I think that is when making this choice is going to become easier. When you say that
Correct.
This is right, even if it's going to, you know, harm me in the immediate future, this is right, it has to be done.
Right.
And then, of course, that later part was completely about gratitude towards parents. And very, very strongly, Swami said, and this is again a very beautiful point that Swami said, you know, parents might sometimes give you freedom out of their love.
Correct.
But out of your respect, you have to remain within your limits and give them the respect that's due.
Very true. In fact, the one thing that always comes to our mind when we talk about gratitude to parents is how Swami visited the samadhi of his bodily parents year after year. I mean, for on every birthday, Swami would visit the samadhi and then, offer a garland and come back.
And always, I think even during the festival days,
yes,
during Dashara when Swami would give clothes to all lady devotees,
mm-hmm,
Swami would call Mother Isharama first and say, you take your sari. First one would be given to her.
Okay.
In many ways, you know, when Swami is speaking about not leaving one's country,
mm,
I mean, that's what even struck me, because, you know, Swami is not confined to India. Swami is not,
correct,
Indian, though, you know, Swami, out of his love for this country, he said it. But even he chose that, you know, my field of activity would be this country.
Yes.
And he ensured that everybody comes here. And, you know, what a surprise. I mean, it doesn't, I can't stop wondering at how, when you look around, even now there are some foreigners here with 6 month old babies, 1 year old children. What is that pull which brings them here, you know, in a completely foreign land? They don't speak even English.
Right.
But to come here, Swami has really done that.
No. You know, even the choice of his place, you know, if he had chosen a city. City, he would have chosen a bigger town and possibly a more prosperous country. His name and fame would have gone and spread the world over many decades back, possibly. But this was the most difficult thing, the mm-hmm, most, cutaway place, and a valley of its own. How Swami chose that?
Right. In a way, if you look at it, you know, when Swami is talking about opportunity and going abroad.
Yeah.
What you're talking of is, where will my time get more value?
Right? Correct, correct.
That's what you mean, you know, when you speak about opportunities.
Exactly, that's what you're saying. That becomes your first priority.
Right, that becomes your first priority.
Right.
Probably what you would have to do if you're going to choose to stay in India is work harder.
Yes.
In fact, that's precisely what Swami did, if you look at it, when you
and
said
serve
that.
With the spirit of service.
Yes, and, you know, that much more effort is required. Mm. And that's precisely what Swami did, you know, endlessly worked hard. And, you know, if what Puttaparthi is today is completely Swami's effort. And I think that's what makes the place special. When you're talking to somebody, they said, you know, Swami is omnipresent. Swami says this in your heart. You know, when you talk of an avatar, you're talking about karma.
Here is one avatar who has not gone world trotting. I mean, okay, look at a spiritual guru.
Right, spiritual guru.
Who is, you know, he was told that again and again. And he said, I confine myself to India, to this place of my birth, and to the language with which, I started out.
Right.
So amazing.
Beautiful. And that's why it's so refreshing when Swami once in a while says those English sentences.
That's right.
You know, it's so sweet and so beautiful. And really, if we can just keep in our minds, you know, what Swami said. Is it right? Is it wrong? Is it right? Is it wrong? Or things which Swami says, like, you know, the end of education is character.
Correct.
I mean, if as a student, all of us can always keep that in mind, that this is where I need to go. And nothing more is required, you know. Character becomes easy and gratitude becomes easy.
Right.
And it's just that when you said those 15 points to control the mind, Swami said one-pointed love for God.
Right.
Nothing more is required. You know, each one of those 15 points is self-contained.
Correct.
This one point, if we are able to cultivate, I think that would be beautiful. And probably with that thought, dear listeners, we'll conclude this discourse and this episode. Do join us next week. We'll start the next discourse in the 1991 series. On behalf of Sai Prakash, I offer this effort of ours at Swami's lotus feet, and with much gratitude, we have no words of gratitude, in fact, to tell us how grateful we are for this opportunity. Don't go away. You'll be shortly joined by Brother Bishu for his second episode, continuation of last week's Matter of Conscience. That'll be the last segment of today's Thursday Live. Thank you for being with us so far. Happy listening.